Welcome to the Extraordinary Women Podcast, and I am so happy you're here. I'm Sherry Harmel, your host for the next 30 minutes or so, and you must be an extraordinary woman if you're here listening today. This is the place where we have conversations about relevant, current, and important topics for today's women. From finding that elusive balance that we all seek, to clearing out the stuff that we no longer need in our lives. Those are our conversations, and not much is off limits. The mission of the Extraordinary Women Podcast is to give you ideas, inspiration, and even hope that your dreams are absolutely possible. So let's get started. Hi, everyone. Well, today we are going to talk about the workplace changes that have occurred after the last few years that are now creating the opportunity for you to have the flexibility to do what up till now, maybe you've only dreamed of doing. Well, I'm Sherry Harmel, Chief Creative of the Extraordinary Women's Circle and Community, as well as Editor-in-Chief of the Extraordinary Women magazine. I've been a coach for over 20 years. Yes, that was 20 years. And my dream is to create an even bigger platform so that all women can envision and then step into their big dreams. Our sole focus in the Extraordinary Women's Circle and Community is to support women like you to ignite your dream. And we do that inside the Extraordinary Women's Circle, which includes the magazine, regular live conversations, and workshops that address just what you need to stay on track with all your plans and dreams and to get the clarity that you need for the next version of your life. So thank you for joining me, and let's get started. Well, unless you've been holed up in a cabin in the woods with no Wi-Fi, we are all now very familiar with what's going on in the work world, and they are calling it the Great Resignation or the Big Quit. Some industries are impacted much more than others, but regardless of the industry, women, and especially working mothers, are overwhelmingly part of this Great Resignation. COVID changed us. We've talked about this in a number of podcasts. It changed all of us. We felt that change, but some of us and businesses held on to the idea that maybe we were going to return to a work system that looked maybe not all that different than the pre-pandemic world of work. Well, 2 years has gone by, and we are all now coming to the realization that life is not returning to what it looked like before the pandemic, and it possibly has changed forever. Women, especially mothers of young children, were the hardest hit as they tried to juggle all the pandemic demands of the home, the need for cooking home-cooked meals because there was no place else to go, homeschooling their children or managing while their children were trying to go to school remotely, and at the same time, working their own jobs in a remote capacity. And frankly, women have just checked out and decided it was all too much. Now, the news tells us that workers today want flexibility, and employers have finally started to figure this out, and that this change might be a forever change. Now, would the world of work have changed if the pandemic hadn't happened? I remember years ago, not that long ago, probably about 2.5 years, coaching a woman who wanted to move into a C-suite position, but still wanted to spend time with her children and was thinking of asking for the opportunity to work remotely or work from home 2 days a week. And she had convinced herself that they were never going to give her what it was that she requested. Well, I bet they are now. So I think it all would have changed, but it probably would have happened much more gradual. I heard Karen Kimborough, if I'm pronouncing it right, who is the chief economist for LinkedIn, share that the pre-pandemic on LinkedIn, pre-pandemic, there were about one in 67 jobs that were on LinkedIn, advertised on LinkedIn, that were remote. She also shared that it's now one in seven. So somehow business figured out how to move jobs to remote for us to get things done. And ladies, I'm sharing this today, nothing you'd probably already know, because I think this is a huge opportunity for you to decide what it is you want and how you're going to make changes and organize your life so that you create the life that you really want and that you truly want, a work life that allows you the flexibility to live how and where you want to live. So within all these changes, there are just as many opportunities. It always happens, right? Is it challenging to go out on your own? Absolutely. But like so many things, I will say it gets more comfortable and easier the more you practice it. Now, I'm presenting this because I think one of the opportunities is for you to think about how your role with an employer could look different. And it may not be just one employer, it might be several. Now, what if your home office became your permanent office? You won't go to work in the same place every day, right? Absolutely not. You may not get paid by just one company. It might be several companies. And you're going to have to manage all that and learn how to manage all that. But with autonomy comes the ultimate of flexibility. And that's what everyone is talking about wanting today. Post-pandemic, or we're still in the middle of it, really, but the pandemic has taught us or made us aware how important flexibility is to us in our lives and our quality of lives. One of the companies that was highlighted in a recent 60 Minute segment was a company called, I may not pronounce it perfectly, but it's like WorkXBee.com. It's a company that's owned by a woman who honestly was way ahead of her time. The company pairs up top quality executive assistants, as she calls them, with people and companies that want to hire them. On this particular 60 Minute segment, they highlighted a woman who had left her corporate marketing job, went to work for WorkXBee, and is now paired as an executive assistant to several bosses. Yes, as she said, she has to now balance three different bosses, but she also said she would never go back to the corporate setting because of the amount of flexibility she has. And because of that flexibility, and because that she's her own boss in essence, she's allowed to pursue her heart's work, which really is to teach English at a local college. So she's not only doing her work, using her skills, she's created a business, she's the head of her business, her clients are in essence the three bosses she reports to, and she gets to do something that makes her heart sing. And that was a phrase she used. So all over, and not just in the executive assistant area, women are learning to piece together different contracts, doing what they're good at, and they're working from home. Now, when we think of entrepreneurs, so many women say, they say this to me when we have these conversations and coaching sessions, you know, Sherry, that's just not me. I don't want to be an entrepreneur. And I think part of the issue is how they perceive entrepreneurs. What does that mean? So if I run my own business out of my home and I have three different corporate clients, as an example, aren't I an entrepreneur? Yes, because entrepreneurs come in all configurations and all industries. It might be that you want to start or grow a coaching business. Maybe you want to create an online course or even an online shop. I know of a woman, she's actually, Anne La Follette is highlighted in the most recent Extraordinary Women magazine, and she has an entire business around helping women to create their own surface, I think it's called surface design businesses. It's a whole nother area. Now, being an entrepreneur can also mean you have a brick and mortar shop. I live in Boston, as you all know, and on Charles Street in Beacon Hill, it was super quiet and problematic 2.5-3 years ago. Shop after shop after shop was closed. Well, it looks entirely different. I couldn't believe it. Last week, I was walking down the street. I just returned to Boston, as some of you may know, and I was on Charles Street, one of my favorite places, and there is one independent shop after another. Some are antiques, some are home goods, some are clothing, some are stationery. It's interesting. It is so interesting and fabulous to see. The bottom line, though, is that entrepreneurs come in all shapes and configurations. To figure it all out, you have to do your work. You have to know what you're good at. You have to know what it is you love doing, and then ask, can I turn this into something? Are there enough people who want what it is that I love, whatever it is that makes my heart sing? Are there enough people that want that, that I can actually create a business around that? Now, if we've learned anything, right, over the past 2 years, now is the time to figure this out. More than ever, that old question, if not now, when, is relevant. An example from, again, from our Extraordinary Women magazine is Amanda Godfrey. Now, Amanda was in the very first issue of the magazine. She's a designer originally from the UK who was started out in the fashion world until she moved with her family from London to Geneva, Switzerland for her husband's job, actually. Amanda then transitioned to interior design. And now that her children are all grown, she not only creates beautiful homes and spaces, but she's also the Fromental Wallpaper Company's business developer for France, Switzerland, Belgium, and the Netherlands. Now, I recently had a New Year's drink with Amanda in Paris, and she talked about how she loves, absolutely loves all the variety she has because she gets to interface with different people and different artisans every single day. Now, you can read more about Amanda when you subscribe to the Extraordinary Women magazine because you get all the issues. You get even the issues prior to your subscription. And her story is very interesting because she's a perfect example of a woman who has pieced together different jobs to create a career that is far more interesting and has much more flexibility to accommodate how Amanda wants to live and work today. So let me ask you, what is it that you want to do? How do you want to feel about your work life? What is it you dream of doing? What are you good at? What makes your heart sing? No more saying, someday, your time is now. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today. And if you liked our conversation, please give me a review because reviews matter on podcasts. And do come back for more. We have these conversations every Monday. A new episode comes out. Sometimes I'm solo and sometimes I have a guest. So come back for more. Now, there are two ways to be a part of the 3 Weeks to Dream Readiness Workshop. If you're in the Extraordinary Women community, which is our private Facebook group, and you sign up for the workshop, you'll receive the links to those 3 live calls, which are the first 3 Tuesdays in February, and you will get the recordings of each one of those particular calls. But Ladies, if you want to step into your big dreams in a big way and make sure that you have all the support you need to make it a success, you need to subscribe to the Extraordinary Women magazine. Why? That puts you in what we now call the Extraordinary Women Circle. You go to extraordinarywomenmagazine.com and subscribe. And what you get, what's part of this circle, as we call it, is 4 issues of the Extraordinary Women magazine, which is an amazing magazine. It's a digital publication, all kinds of information and helps and truly inspiration. We usually highlight a couple of women in each issue who are really doing something interesting and have chosen to really change their lives in such a way that they can make their dreams happen. We also have a couple of contributing writers who are fantastic. There's also a bit of information on my life in Paris because I live both in Boston and Paris. So the magazine's fun. But in the Extraordinary Women's Circle, you get not only the magazine, but you also get what I call conversations. We have live conversations at various times of the year. And you will get access to this 3 weeks to dream readiness workshop. You will also, so just like the Facebook community, you will get the live calls. You'll be able, you know, the invitation to the live calls. You'll also get the recordings of the live calls if you couldn't be on live, but you will also receive a beautiful workbook that's actually going to support you by giving you the sequence of the workshop with all kinds of little homework hints and ways to lay out your steps so that you can make sure that you take all the actions that you need to take to make your dreams happen. Plus, there's sections for notes, and I don't know about you, but I love workbooks that accompany any kind of learning I do. I'm that kind of a learner, and I have a feeling so are you. Also, if you're in the Extraordinary Women's Circle, which is you're a magazine subscriber, you also get to submit questions that I will address on each of the calls. Now, even if you can't be on live, you get the recording, right? So you will get answers to your questions, even if you can't be on live. So go to extraordinarywomenmagazine.com and subscribe. And then let us know that you also want to be included in this workshop. Now, there's a lot of dream talk, especially at this time of the year. But what makes me and the Extraordinary Women's Circle different is that I've been a coach, a real coach, for over 20 years. And all that experience helps me to create exactly what you want and need. The Extraordinary Women magazine, the workshop, our conversations, and ultimately what we're calling the Extraordinary Women's Circle is about supporting women like you. You too are extraordinary. Women who make things happen by figuring out what they want and then using their gifts and their talents and their strengths to build whatever it is they want to create. Sounds like you, doesn't it? So go to extraordinarywomenmagazine.com and join us by clicking the subscribe button. It's only $29.99. Also, let me know that you want to be added to the Dream Readiness Workshop. I hope to see you there. So thank you for your precious time today. And given I'm now back in Boston, I'll say see you soon. And to my parent, my friends back in Paris, bonne journée. Thank you for listening today. If you want to hear more, just tune in every Monday for a new episode. And if you felt this podcast was helpful, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss out on any conversations and that you also get notified when we have special gatherings. If you liked this episode, please share it with another extraordinary woman. And if you have a moment, I very much appreciate you leaving a review. Now, if you want to hear more about the Extraordinary Women magazine, which includes much more than just the magazine, reach out to me via social media
or join us at sherryharmel.com. I look forward to our next conversation, and I hope you do too.